Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. But those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing the Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again in regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team is the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team is the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices Show, Will Cheshire.
Good afternoon and welcome into Jefferson College for the weekly edition of the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF. We got a baseball edition going on to a day. We're going to hear from three Jefferson College baseball players, all sophomores. Start things off, we're going to go with the shortstop, sophomore Jordan Hovey. Jordan, how are we doing this afternoon?
Doing good. Just got out of practice, so ready to. Nice to be here and good to be on.
Yeah, you got a good practice going in today with that nice weather outside?
Yeah, we just hit BP. It was kind of a light day. Just get prepared for the weekend.
Yeah, how great is it to have this great weather we've had for the past month, especially as an infielder? You don't got to feel that ground balls in the freezing weather.
Yeah, it's awesome because it's nice to be outside and just get out there and. There's a lot more we can do than being inside all the time.
Obviously, you guys, season underway. You guys split down in Tennessee, went 2-2, 1-1 on both Saturday and Sunday. Just for you personally, what did you see down there from the team?
Kind of being relaxed. Like the first game, a lot of guys were anxious, I think, me myself particularly, and everyone else just ready to be out there. And then kind of like the second game, we were able to like calm down, just play our game instead of just being rushed and out of control. So that was kind of the feeling I had taking out of it.
Yeah. Was it nice to be back out there, though? Because you mentioned being a little anxious, so I bet it was pretty cool to get back out there
on
the diamond.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Like, anytime you're out there, it's just a blessing, so got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, and Jordan, your transfer this year into Jefferson College came from MSU, Missouri State, down there. So just how have you been adjusting to Jefferson College?
It's different. Like, but, I mean, I kind of planned on going JUCO out of high school, so I was expecting to be a junior college, so I like it here. It's just you can focus on the game, and that's like the best part, I think, just a lot of baseball.
Pretty easy to kind of make that transition then.
Yeah, it wasn't too hard.
Awesome. And then, Jordan, for you personally, you're a shortstop out there, so have you always kind of been a middle infielder in high school and everything?
Yeah, I played third base my sophomore year of high school, and I played shortstop, but I've always just been an infielder, so I'm not real picky, but wherever coach puts me, I'm happy to be out there. But I love infield. I think those are the most athletic, best guys, I think, for sure.
No, the shortstop. What about the center fielder?
Center field's cool, too. I wish I could play center.
Jordan, for yourself personally, how was the offseason for you? What types of things did you work on in particular to kind of gear up for the season?
I think Coach Stan worked with me a lot on, like, my bat speed and stuff like that, and just kind of becoming a more well-rounded like baseball player and athlete. That's kind of like the goal every year, I think.
Yeah, are you kind of a little bit of a power guy at the plate, gap power guy, or a little more of a slap hitter?
I probably try to just make contact, really, but I think when I'm at my best, it's just I drive the ball. That's like what I do, but just trying to hit the ball solid no matter what.
How about defensively? How do you kind of view yourself as a shortstop defensively?
Just trying to make the play. Not trying to do anything special, just make the play, throw to first base kind of thing.
Awesome. Yeah, short and simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jordan, for you growing up, did you have a favorite player? I imagine he's probably a middle infielder.
Derek Jeter, I always looked up to him. Just kind of character and all-around tools, just a leader, a captain kind of thing. I always tried to be like him, I guess.
Awesome. Very cool. And that kind of start when you were young, or did that kind of happen more in like teenage years?
When I was young, like always, if he was up to play or if he did something, I was always watching it. So I guess he's kind of my idol, I guess.
Yeah, you ever mimic that jump throw?
Oh, yeah, all the time. You got to practice it, so for sure.
Awesome. Jordan, what did you see from the team? You talked about kind of the jitters and the anxiousness to start, but what type of ball club is this going to be? I know Coach Evers had mentioned in the past years with Jefferson College, and, you know, we could talk a little bit about this with Cody Creed down the line because he was here last year as well, that the offense was much more power-oriented, kind of relying on the long ball, but this year you guys got a little more well-balanced. What do you think?
I think it's just all around. Everyone is very talented, very good. I think there's a lot of guys that, if they take that next, like, jump, we could be really special, like, kind of thing, like, breaking out of that cusp. But all around, infield, outfield, defense, offense, pitching, like, I think we can do it all. It's just a matter of putting it all together.
Yeah, and so you guys heading down to Mississippi this weekend, correct?
Yeah, I think that'll be a good weekend for us. Like, after this weekend, I'm kind of, like, getting out there and getting comfortable. Now it's kind of like, all right, let's play.
You know anything about the competition down there at this point?
I honestly don't. I'm sure Coach Evers will introduce us later on this week.
Yeah, kind of all about you guys and your guys' ability to make the plays on the field, like you said. Field the ground ball, throw the ground ball, right?
Yeah, if we do our thing, I don't think there's a team that can really beat us if we play our game.
Awesome, awesome. And Jordan, for you, how about the new teammates that you've had this year adapting to? You enjoying the camaraderie on the team and the chemistry?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. I mean, all the time, just joking around, hanging out. But when it comes to the field, we get serious, and that's the good part, I guess.
Who's the most cocky?
The most cocky.
In a good way, obviously.
I don't know. Andrew Cullen, he's a very confident kid. I mean, which is a good thing. You got to be confident, but I'll give Andrew that one.
Andrew that one. All right, all right. Cool. Very cool going forward. For you personally, Jordan, you get the transfer, and any ideas what you want to study yet, or is that still up in the air?
I might be leaning towards, like, exercise science, but I'm not really sure. Just trying to make good grades, honestly. I'm not too concerned. I don't really know what I want to do yet, so I'm just kind of see where it plays out.
But you do got your plans forward for next year where you go to school, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Creighton in Omaha, Nebraska.
Tell us kind of how that process went. When did they kind of come calling and knocking on the door?
They saw me and Ryan Mantle play this fall. They kind of recruited both of us. And I visited Middle Tennessee State, and I was planning on kind of going there. And I visited Creighton, and I ended up really liking it, so I ended up going there.
Yeah, you and Ryan, you guys seem to be attached at the hip a little bit. Missouri
yeah.
State and then going forward as well, Creighton.
Never thought it'd be like that, yeah. But, I mean, it's crazy how things play out. And he definitely helps me, and I help him, I think, at least I try to. But, yeah, it's nice having him around for sure.
Yeah, we can ask him that same question in a bit when we get Ryan Mantle on here. But, Jordan, for you personally at the dish, you a right-handed hitter or a left-handed hitter?
I hit left-handed.
Hit left-handed. Okay, so you got the left-handed hitting and the right-handed throwing, then, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that was kind of a dumb question. Get
that'd be
shortstop
pretty cool.
Field left-handed.
Left-handed shortstop, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but Jordan, for you at the plate, just kind of take us through your approach when you get up there. Do you like to swing at that first pitch early, or do you kind of like to wait and see?
I just like to get some good pitches to hit, so try not to miss it when I get it. So whether it's the first pitch or the last one, just if you get it, hit it. Kind of mentality, I guess.
Okay, all right. So patient hitter, any kind of the plate, you draw your walks?
I try to, for sure. I mean, it just kind of depends what, it just depends, I don't know.
As a base runner, when you're on the bases, do you like to try to swipe a bag or two, or are you kind of more a little on the cautious side and focus more on the actual, you know, technicalities of running the bases?
Yeah, I love stealing bases, but most important thing is just being smart about it. So, like, I like to pick my times. I like to just use my baseball IQ to let me decide when to go and when not to, or if Coach Dan gives me it, I try and take advantage of it.
When you guys had all the inter-squad games and things earlier, did that really help you guys in terms of getting prepped and ready for the season? They had opportunity to see the guys on the mound, like, you know, Troy Newell out there and Spencer Juergens.
Yeah, it definitely helps facing good pitching, like, anywhere you go. So facing guys like Troy, Spence, Cody, all those guys, it just prepares you for the season even better and gets you. Sometimes it can kill your confidence when you got Creed striking you out or whatever, but I mean. It's all just preparing for the season, like, mentally, so I think it helps for sure.
Do those pitchers let you hear it a little bit if they get you?
Oh, yeah, but I'll let them hear it first thing if I get one, so.
Also, who was the toughest pitcher that you faced? I've asked this question a couple times, gotten two different answers.
Oh, well, I actually faced Sieb yesterday, and that's the first time I faced Sieb, but I did not like that, so I'd probably say Sieb. There hasn't been, like, really one guy jump out, but I only had one at bat against Cody, and he kind of tore me up yesterday.
All right. Is he a lefty?
Yeah, he's a lefty.
I figured as much. That lefty on lefty makes it a little difficult for you, huh?
No, I try not to think about that. It's a mentality thing.
For you going forward, what types of things are you looking to – did you set any personal goals for yourself?
I actually just want to win. You know, I mean, yeah, like all the other stuff's nice, but at the end of the day, if you're thinking about that, you're thinking about the wrong thing. So if you're just focused on winning, everything else kind of falls in place after that.
Awesome. Is that the team's mentality as a whole for each kind of player?
Yeah, I think everyone wants to go to World Series, and everyone wants to talk about that, but it's just kind of right now we're in season. Let's just do it. You know, let's just play. Try and win as much as we can.
Yeah, as Andrew said, that grind to Grand Junction, right?
Yeah, that's kind of, I guess, the motto. Let's grind it out.
So you guys kind of getting set in for a room. Do you like having the week off before playing in a different game, or do you kind of like the season to, once it starts, to more have it like every other game type going and have it a little more frequent?
I mean, I think it's important to have some rest and days off. I know guys can get banged up, so I know we'll have some midweek games, but it's definitely good to be able to play a couple games and have a couple days off. I know I played the summer, and it was every game, like every day we'd have a game, so it was just kind of tough, like, on your body and mentally sometimes.
Yeah, I imagine. That's probably the definition of a grind right there.
Yeah, that's true.
Awesome. So, Jordan, going forward, just school going well for you in this second semester here?
Yeah, I'm doing really well. Just getting to class and get my grades done, and that way I can focus on baseball. I don't need any other outside distractions.
Now, you got a favorite class that you got going on right now, or are they all just kind of there?
Probably History of Rock and Roll will be my favorite. Just learn about new musicians and stuff like that.
Oh, I took a History of Rock and Roll class. That's a great class.
Yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. Hey, Jordan, anything you'd like to add here before we step aside and move on to the next player for you?
No. You hit a lot of things. I'm just glad to be here and looking forward to start a season.
Awesome. Let's get one more. What's going to be the key to victory for you guys in Mississippi?
Just trusting us, trusting everyone, trusting each other kind of thing, letting ourselves play the game the way we've always played it.
Awesome. Jordan, thanks for taking some time out of your afternoon and come speaking with us, and we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That's a sophomore shortstop, Jordan Hovey, joining us here on the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF. We're going to go ahead, step aside for a short time out here. We come back, we'll move things on, and we'll speak with sophomore pitcher Cody Creed coming up next. Welcome back in here to the Viking Voices show at Jefferson College here on 1400 KJFF. We just heard from sophomore shortstop Jordan Hovey of the baseball team. Now we're switching gears a little bit, going with a starting pitcher, sophomore Cody Creed. Cody, how we doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing all right. We appreciate you coming on this afternoon on a little short notice out there, especially after practice.
Yeah.
So, Cody, you're the true sophomore of this team. Obviously, we're going to hear from Ryan Mantle as well. He, like Jordan, went to Missouri State. But for you, this is the second year you're back on the program. Just kind of what was the biggest difference that you saw from that freshman year to your sophomore year?
It would definitely have to be with offense. Like we talked about with Jordan, we were kind of a power. We've always been kind of a powerhouse, and this year it's a lot more balanced with guys that are contact guys and guys that are power guys. And so we're not all relying on the home run ball this year. So,
and you think that's probably a more beneficial thing for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah, kind of give you an opportunity to manufacture a little more runs on the base pass as well, I imagine.
Yep.
Awesome, Cody. For you, you're the starting pitcher, or one of the pitchers, obviously, and as a pitcher, got to have that solid defense behind you, obviously. And one thing Coach Evers spoke with me about was he thought the defense was going to be improved, and that's what Spencer Juergens also said. Would you agree that the defense this year is definitely looking pretty good?
Absolutely. We're looking solid defensively. So
that's obviously music to your ears, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So, Cody, are you righty or lefty on the mound?
Righty.
Awesome. And so what type of approach? You a fireballer? Are you crafty?
More on the crafty side. I'll run it up to 90 every once in a while, but I have a lot of junk, so I just try to get ahead and get to that off speed as quickly as possible.
Yeah, kind of describe that feeling for us when you're out there, you're throwing that junk, and then you've just completely fooled the hitter.
Oh,
and then he just kind of looks after he strikes out looking, shakes his head, like, what's going on? What's going through your mind when that happens?
Oh, it's an awesome feeling when you feel full a hitter, yeah, it's awesome.
Awesome. Hey, for you in the off season, what types of things did you work on, especially from what you saw in your freshman year to what you have in your sophomore year?
Definitely location of pitches. I have some problems last year. I hit a batter or I couldn't locate it on the outside corner and that type of stuff. And I got in some trouble my freshman year doing that. So I just worked on locating this whole winter.
Awesome, awesome. Cody, I want to ask you as well, because I like to ask these pitchers, these questions too, because with baseball workouts, particularly with pitchers, oftentimes it's a lot different than what you would see in another sport workout, especially like a football or a basketball or even sometimes with the offensive players in baseball. So just kind of take me through what you did in the off season to kind of, you know, keep the shoulder strength strong and the legs driving.
A lot of throwing recovery type of things, like rebounders with 2-pound balls and stuff like that, and band work with pre-throwing and post-throwing stuff, and we do different kinds of lifts than the typical, you know, infield outfielders and hitters and everything. And I think Jake Busick, our new pitching coach, really brought that into play, and it really helped us. So
yeah, a new pitching coach for you guys. So what have you seen? What's kind of been his biggest message to the guys here?
Get more serious. I think sometimes we joke around a little too much sometimes, especially at practice. And Jake really keeps us in line on that part.
So Cody, for you, when you're out there on the mound, sometimes you see, guys show some emotion out there on the mound, you know, yell out a little scream sometimes after a big inning, or oftentimes you might see guys out there who got the straight face. They won't even show a wince of emotion, whether it be a strikeout in their part or they give up a long ball. They'll just keep that straight face. Where do you kind of lie on that spectrum?
Definitely the straight face. I do not show emotion on the mound unless it's like a base is loaded with two outs and I strike a guy out in the ninth inning, then I might, you know, give out a yell or something. But I'm definitely straight face and just. So.
Awesome. You kind of always been that way?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Cody, take us a little bit through that childhood process. We touched with it a little bit with Jordan about his favorite player growing up, Derek Jeter. Where did you happen to grow up?
My favorite player would probably be Greg Maddux. He was a guy that did very phenomenal in the major leagues, and just with an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. He didn't throw 95 like other people.
Yeah, that cutter.
Yep.
Greg Maddux cutter, the famous cutter. And for you, obviously, you said that you are a crafty pitcher kind of yourself, although, you know, sounds like you throw about at Maddux velocity as well. So is that kind of someone you'd like to model your game after a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. And where did you grow up in the area?
I grew up in Mexico, Missouri. It's a small town down by Columbia, Missouri.
Awesome. And when did you start playing?
When I was about 6 years old, something like that.
Yeah, had some Little League success?
Yeah.
You win any championships growing up?
Yeah. We won a state championship when I was 10.
So. Really? In Little League?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. How about that? So you've been a winner since Jump Street, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Awesome. Hey, Cody, so I asked Jordan, I said, you know, who's been the toughest pitcher that he's had to say? Well, for you, who's kind of been the most difficult hitter you've had to go against?
Definitely Ryan Mantle. Hands down.
Yeah, tell us a little bit what makes Ryan so good at the plate.
He just, not only can he hit anything you throw at him, he can hit it with power.
Yeah.
So.
Has he got the best of you a couple times on a long ball?
Yep, definitely.
Now, unlike Jordan, is Ryan a little more modest on the offensive end?
Oh, definitely. Jordan's a little bit more confident about and shows it, but Ryan's kind of a quiet guy.
And he let you hear about it a little bit, though, after he launched that bomb?
Of course, a little bit, yeah.
Awesome. You'll have to get him back next time then forward, huh?
Yeah.
So, Cody, obviously you're a sophomore here, so the first year, freshman year, just what for you academically, because obviously not only is there a big change on the diamond, but also a big change in the classroom as well. So what types of things did you learn your freshman year academically to kind of get yourself ahead and make it a little easier for you with time management and such in your sophomore year?
It would definitely have to be procrastination with schoolwork and even baseball workouts and everything. I always was a guy in high school to push things back, and going into sophomore year, I've really learned to do things early so I have more time to work on baseball stuff, that type of thing. So
yeah, it's kind of almost more motivation for you then, huh?
Yeah,
because once it kind of catches up on you, you're like, oh no. And then, you know, once you have that kind of down, you can plan it forward and go and things. So what about in your free time? Obviously, you don't have a whole lot of free time now, Cody, because it's baseball season. You guys are ready. But in the off season, pairing a workout, what did you like to do?
Mainly just hunt. I'm a big waterfowl hunter, ducks and geese. And I just love getting in a blind whenever I can. That was the thing I did all winter.
Awesome. You take any big trips anywhere?
No, not really.
Just right here in the Missouri area?
Yeah.
Very awesome. You've been doing that since you were a kid as well?
Yep. I got in a blind first time when I was 7 years old. So.
7 years old, about the time you started playing baseball, huh, then?
Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. For you going forward for this season, what types of goals do you have out there on the mound?
Just to win. I mean, that's an all-around team goal, is to make it a Grand Junction and like talk about with Hovey. We call it the grind of Grand Junction and everything, and I think that's an overall team goal. So.
And you think a big part of that for you then will be just kind of limiting those walks and those hit batters and avoiding those extra outs?
Yeah, big time.
Awesome. What have you seen from the defensive end that's made it improve since last year? Is there just kind of more athleticism out there on the field, or is it kind of more just sure hands?
I think it's a little bit both, especially on the hands part. I believe that we will not have as many errors as last year, for sure. But, so.
And the rest of the pitching staff joining you with Cody, or joining you as Cody. So, you know, when you guys got Troy and Spencer out there and everything, just what's the confidence level like amongst the pitchers?
It's good. It's good. I think some of the freshmen have things to work on, obviously. First time out this weekend and next weekend we'll adjustments and everything. So I think the confidence level is very good right now.
Yeah, as one of the sophomores, what types of things did you kind of impart on the freshmen this year as they kind of made their adjustment from high school ball to college ball?
Definitely work ethic. Getting in there every day early, getting the pre-throwing in, and afterwards getting the post-throwing in. And some of the freshmen in the fall definitely, instead of going up to the hole and doing our post-throwing, they would just go back to apartments instead of, you know, getting better.
So. Mm-hmm. You got any pre-game rituals that you kind of have locked down for every start?
Not really, no.
No? Okay, nothing crazy, right on. I do have to ask this, because I really noticed this past weekend when you guys did it. The Jeffco bullpen Twitter, is that something that the pitchers run?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys do a great job on that. Have you been on that yet?
No, I have not. It's usually Troy Newell that does it.
Troy Newell usually does it. That somehow doesn't surprise me. So very, very cool. You guys do a great job on that. So anything you'd like to add here, Cody, before we take another time out and switch gears and talk to the position player?
Nope, I think that's good.
Awesome. Hey, Cody, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day. Best of luck this weekend. You going to get a start down there?
Yep.
Awesome. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll monitor that, no doubt about it.
All right, thank you.
That's sophomore pitcher Cody Creed joining us here on the Viking Voices show. We're going to go ahead and take another time out here on 1400 KJFF. When we come back, we'll switch gears, go back to the position player, keep it on the left side of the diamond. Welcome in sophomore third baseman Ryan Mantle when we come back here on 1400 KJFF. Welcome you back in once again to some Coldplay. Athletic director Greg McVeigh is one of his favorite bands out there. But now we're joined by Ryan Mantle here on the Viking Voices show as sophomore third baseman Ryan Mantle. We mentioned that Jordan and Ryan were attached at the hip because they both went to Missouri State, transferred over to Jeffco. And then Ryan, like Jordan, you're heading on to Creighton University next year.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. You excited about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
So is that something that kind of happened around the same time with Jordan?
Yeah, it really did. They came to watch us here one day, and they liked both of us, and then we actually went on a visit together too, and after that we both kind of decided at the same time, like, yeah, that's where we want to go.
Yeah, was it kind of, you know, nice to have somebody with you to go through the process and everything and the recruitment to kind of bounce ideas off each other and things of that nature?
Yeah, it was, just like compare other places and just, you know, what we liked and what we didn't like. It just kind of helped.
And so for you, you were at Missouri State last year. What kind of brought you to Jeffco? What was appealing about Jeffco that made this the school you want to transfer to?
Well, I wasn't in, like, a good situation, like, to play this year, and I wanted to play. I like Missouri State, but it wasn't a good fit, so I felt like I needed to go somewhere else. And I've always heard very good things about Jeffco's baseball. And actually, I played in the summer with Cody Creed, and he kind of helped me on getting to come here this year. So
also kind of made you a little more familiar with it then.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. Obviously, Cody Creed, we just heard from him, a sophomore starting pitcher, pitched for Jeffco last year. And for Ryan, for you, you're the third baseman out there, one of the new additions on the ball club as well to join that left side of the infield with Jordan. Is it easy to work with Jordan that short, knowing that, you know, because there is a little bit of communication that goes on in the hole and things of that nature. So does it make it a little bit easier for you to know that, hey, I've kind of played with the guy at shortstop before, I kind of know what he likes to do?
Yeah, you feel more comfortable over there with somebody that you know, because we played a lot, you know, together last year, and we were actually like competing for the same position last year too at Missouri State, so we got to know each other very well defensively. So
for you now you're a third baseman, so obviously are you liking third base more than you like shortstop, or do you like shortstop more than you like third base?
Well, we were actually going for second base last year.
Wow, so yeah. Just totally random.
Yeah.
Opposite
but
side.
I've always been a third baseman and catcher, so that's I'm very comfortable at third.
Okay, so you catch at high school then?
I caught when I was younger, and then I kind of stopped catching in high school, and I pitched more, which was the worst decision I've ever made.
not a lot of success out there?
Well, I could throw it hard, just didn't know where it was going.
You're a hitter's worst nightmare then. Huh? But Ryan, it appears that you kind of decided to pay it back a little bit. As Cody said, you launched a bomb off of him as well. So let's take it through. You know, how's it feel? You know, I asked Cody, how's it feel when you kind of confuse a hitter so bad, make him look dumb up there at the plate on a strikeout, particularly looking for you? What's it feel when you connect one, especially on like a breaking ball or fastball, and you know it's gone off the bat? How's that feel?
Oh, it's a good feeling. I mean, there's really not a better feeling in baseball, especially when you do it off some guy you know. And I think, pretty sure the at-bat before, he drilled me in the ribs, so that felt even better.
He failed to mention that. And do you even feel it off the bat when you hit it, or does it almost just feel like you hit it so perfect?
When you hit it good. It's just like nothing, and that's a good feeling.
Awesome. So for you, obviously, we've talked with Cody and Jordan about what they wanted to do over the offseason to improve. For you, Jordan, what was the biggest thing that you wanted to work on?
For me, I just wanted to work on swing-wise, just staying consistent and finding like something for me that is helps me stay in rhythm and just relax the plate and just so I can stay consistent. Because like sometimes I just get kind of off balance and stuff and not keeping my best swing at all times.
So did you kind of make some adjustments in your stance then a little bit there to get a little more comfortable?
Yeah, I did. I adjusted my setup and not really the way I go about it. Like I didn't change my swing necessarily, but just kind of like my setup and approach more.
Okay, very cool. And then defensively, you made the comment that you're competing, you know, last year at second base over at Creighton, or not Creighton, at Missouri State. You're going to Creighton next year. And then so making this adjustment to third base, what's kind of been the biggest thing you've worked on at the hot corner?
I mean, like I said, I always played third, so it really wasn't too much of an adjustment. I was a third baseman trying to play second.
Okay.
So it was a lot harder to adjust.
Yeah.
Then, but coming back,
go to the middle
it just
corner.
Feels natural.
Okay.
For me, so.
Okay, very cool. And for yourself, obviously going to Creighton University next year with Jordan, but unlike Jordan, you kind of got an idea what you want to study next year as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do something in business and probably finance. I think, you know, I'm taking accounting right now, and I like messing with numbers and stuff, and I've always thought finance is kind of interesting to deal with, so.
Yeah, so kind of, you know, once the backup plan to baseball would maybe be a accountant then for you?
Yeah, something like that. We'll just see.
Yeah, kind of see how it goes and things take you. For you, what was the biggest thing that stood out to you when you came here and got a chance to see the Jefferson College baseball team for the first time? What kind of landed as the biggest impression on you?
I think it's just a lot of good guys, you know, together playing baseball. We just have fun and everybody really gets along. And I think that's going to help us throughout the season and staying, playing well throughout the entire season. Because we hang out all the time. That's all our friends are on the team. So.
Yeah, from an outsider, for me personally, coming in and, you know, getting a chance to interview guys and see it, especially when poor Andrew Cullen comes in here, and he has a whole crowd watching him out here, and everything. Seems like you guys do get along great. So I imagine you guys kind of live on the Viking Woods campus then, on the apartments?
Yeah, pretty much everybody. There's a couple kids that live real close, and they don't live on campus. But other than that, we all stay together and give each other crap all the time.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, who do you live with personally?
I live with Cody Creed, Jordan Hovey, and then Justin Dearden.
And then Justin Dearden. All right. You guys mess around on the video games or anything? Or you got TVs in your own rooms?
Yeah. Hovey, he doesn't ever leave his room. He's just playing 2K all the time. And Creed dabbles in that a little bit, but Justin really doesn't play.
Okay. But there's no, like, big tournaments? No anything like that going on?
Well, they actually play 2K, like, online, and they play with each other. Like from room to room, it's kind of weird. I don't get into that.
That's interesting. Yeah, the perks of the internet these days. No interaction with humans, right?
Yeah, exactly.
For you, Ryan, I asked this earlier to Jordan. I said, you know, who do you think's the most cocky kid on the team? Who's got the most arrogance? You know, in a good way, obviously. You know, you want to be confident out there on the diamond. But in your own opinion, Ryan, who do you think is the cockiest player on the team?
Oh, it's got to be Jordan Hovey. I mean, he's never without a bit of confidence. There's always confidence. I mean, he's not cocky in like a jerk way. He's never without confidence,
yeah,
which can be very good. I mean, it can be very good playing baseball because you go through a lot of tough times. So.
Oh, absolutely. Baseball in a game of failure. You got to be confident. Got to be happy going on with it.
So he doesn't lack it. So.
That's very cool. For you, Ryan, what is kind of your day-in and day-in approach to kind of stay positive on the field and things of that nature? You know, when you're going through a slump, what types of things run through your mind?
I mean, honestly, I just think, you know, baseball is just a game. I mean, you're going to – and it's like you said, it's a game of failure. You're going to get out. I mean, you think about the best players in baseball. You know, they get out 7 out of 10 times. They strike out a lot. You know, Chris Bryant is one of the best players. He struck out almost 200 times last year. And, like, you're going to get out, so –
Yeah.
Keep pressing.
Yeah, it's like you said, you fail 7 out of 10 times, and you're in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Yeah, so for you personally, Ryan, growing up, what area did you grow up in?
I'm from Lynn, Missouri, which is close to Jefferson City. It's a real small town. So.
Very cool. And when did you start playing baseball at the Little League level then as well?
Yeah, I started playing T-ball when I was like 4 and just have played ever since.
Yeah,
I actually grew up playing Cody Creed a lot.
Really?
Played against each other all the time from when we were like 8 on to now.
So at the time, did you know Cody, or was it one of those things where once you kind of met him and then, oh yeah, I grew up there, or I grew up here, no way, really? So.
Oh, we knew each other.
Knew each other.
And we played each other like probably 6-8 times a year. I mean, we played each other all the time.
And did he pitch back then?
I think so. He didn't throw near as many strikes back then.
Okay, did you pitch that? Did you pitch back then?
Oh yeah, I still didn't throw any strikes back then.
Do you guys remember who got the best of each other?
No, I'm sure we both got the best of each other. He actually used to be able to hit, too.
He used to be able to hit.
Those days are gone, but he used to be able to swing a little bit.
Awesome. Very cool. Ryan, I want to get back to a little bit of the baseball kind of, you know, aspect of this conversation here as we kind of wind things down. What were your thoughts of the team's opening performance down in Tennessee?
I thought we showed a lot of good things. I mean, there was a lot of, like Hovey said, kind of tightness in the first game, and but I think, you know, we got a lot of young guys, and I think we got 3 sophomore pitchers that pitched, so the rest were freshmen, and just having those guys get out and get their first outing out of the way. Some did really well, and some, you know, didn't do as well as they wanted to, but that's going to happen, and I think, you know, they'll all improve, and I think we'll be just fine, because our lineup's going to be good. I mean, we faced, like, all soft-tossing lefties, which was not good. That's hard to hit, and I think we'll be fine. We got, like we talked about before, we got a really balanced lineup and just got a lot of ways to score. So.
Yeah, and that's always going to benefit you. So you talk a little bit about the freshmen then. So I imagine it's just one of those things where it's like, hey, we used last weekend, hit the diamond. We'll use this weekend in Mississippi, hit the diamond again, and then kind of find a rhythm then early.
Yeah, I think, I mean, just getting out there and getting that first outing under your belt is just a big thing for the young guys. I know it was the same way for me last year. It's just like that first time you play, it's nerve-wracking. But
yeah, so for you guys, when you enter this next tournament here in Mississippi this upcoming weekend, and then you guys will go play, I believe, Eastern Oklahoma State. Is that correct? Yeah, Eastern Oklahoma State. What's going to be the keys to come out with winning records on both ends?
I mean, I think we just got to keep playing. I mean, I know we'll be a lot more comfortable these next 2 weekends. We'll be playing some good teams, and I think we play better. We'll play better against those good teams, too. And we just got to just relax and just play, because we have just as much, if not more, talent than any team.
Awesome. Ryan, before I let you go here, we got very little time left, but who was your favorite player growing up?
Oh, it was Albert Pujols till he left. Now since I play third, it's got to be Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado of the Rockies.
This guy rakes.
He does rake. He plays a good third base, too.
And he's a gold glove, yeah.
Yeah, he plays a good third base. Awesome. Hey, Ryan, thanks very much for taking some time out of your afternoon coming on the show. Great having a conversation with you. We look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's sophomore third baseman Ryan Mantle joining us here on the Viking Voices show right here on 1400 KJFF. As that's going to wrap up our coverage. We will miss next week, unable to have a show due to the bids for bargains. So you definitely want to make sure to tune in and try to get some deals on some wonderful opportunities out there. That'll be next Wednesday from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. Madeline Gilbert, she'll have your news crossing the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up next.